Whipping out a booby. Whipping out a booby, a booby, a booby. What do we got up next? What's this? Something crazy? Always something crazy here at the Joe Wisdom Hour. Today we got a little bit of, what is this here? Rock and roll, wait for the record to stop spinning. Oh, it's Weird Al Yankovic! Vic, Yankovic. He's cool, we like him. But, you know, here I'm just gonna kind of read through to you some of the things that are in my, Chip Skipper news feed. Let's see, what do we got here? We got Mexico de Mis Recuerdos. They shared a photo. It looks like an old 1970s Pinto. Alright. Another one from the same source. It's got a guy looking inside of a camera in black and white. And it has a white guy-ish looking guy and a field looking south. Then the next story. And this is something that a friend of mine replied to a comment of. It's from NBC News. The former Taco Bell executive was arrested and fired after a viral dash cam showed him attacking an Uber driver. Wonderful. It's just, the picture looks funny. It's a laughing my ass off. It's an LMAO moment. Ooh, excuse me. The burger that I had is starting to say something to me. Okay, now next is something from Upworthy that a few of my friends liked. And so it's a picture of a computer, like, just drawing itself. And oh, look, there's the world. She came up with a transformative idea. And it's shedding new light on childbirth in developing countries. An Upworthy original in collaboration with our friends at the CW. Click for more. But moving right along, we've discovered that Dan Haggerty, the burly bearded actor who became a 1970s icon playing a mountain lion, a mountain man in The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams, died early Friday after a long battle with spinal cancer. I remember watching that show from time to time. It was an interesting show. Communing with a bear. And let's see, my friend posted a memory that he shared about his very big accomplishment and that he posted something about Kickstarter a year ago. That's pretty cool. Yay you. Let's see, there's a meme. Taco fact number 18. Tacos are healthier than crystal meth. All right, let's see here. What else do we got here? Anything interesting? Yeah, let's see. Ah, there we go. I found my sound effects. Yes, I found my sounding effects. All right, a nice restaurant I like to go to shows where chef is marinating some free-range, grass-fed Wisconsin veal for Saturday night's dinner special. Oh boy, let me tell you folks, it looks delicious. Alright, let's just check to make sure it's still recording. It's still recording! Now, you know, you gotta tell me, is this too much? Do you want to hear an hour of me just talking with some crazy music in the background? Oh look, I just scrolled to another photo. This is from my friend Clint. The picture says, we are currently out of boy toys. Sorry for the inconvenience. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. I'm loving it. McDonald's. So scrolling right along, one of my other friends posted a postcard of a police officer, a woman police officer. And the headline reads, police officer saves abandoned baby's life by whipping out a boob. Now, my friends are all very diversified. They like to post artworks. Oh, look, this guy named Joseph, he posted a picture called The Analog Digital Divide. He's got an analog record player on one side and a cable modem on the other. That's very interesting. Now here's another photo. This is of a cat with its paws in the toaster. That could be dangerous. I don't think I would let my cat sit on a toaster like that. Because you never know, the lever might get pushed. I mean, the cat might actually push it. It's possible. And then the kitty gets zapped. That would not be good. Ah, Bernie Sanders, I love you and I will vote for you. It's true. If Teddy Roosevelt were alive today, do you know what he would say? He would say, break him up. And he'd be right. And then he says, add your name if you agree. Every once in a while, I see stuff about Hillary. Hillary, she's the other person that's running for president on the Democratic thingy. I don't see too much of her stuff. I have one or two friends that like Hillary. But I, you know, they're just weird. No, they're not weird, but they're people. And we're all people. I'm weird, too. Anyways, moving along. Transgendered student who fought District 211 will get locker room access on Friday. That is good news. And let's see. This guy, Joseph, again, he's congratulating some Instagram fans for winning a free entree over at Orange Chicago. That's cool. Let's see. One of my other friends, he loved the video. The Late Late Show with James Corden video, Adele Carpool Karaoke. Okay. Let's see. Another friend liked something about that. Somebody was without a phone and the Apple people couldn't fix it. And yeah, okay. Hot Diggity. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Somebody named Brandy. I don't know who that is. Let's see. The Molten. Oh, this is from Historical Picks. And this is a very interesting photo. This is the molten radioactive core after the Chernobyl accident, known as the Elephant's Foot. Ooh, that looks nasty. Okay, moving along, a friend posted something from the Goodman Theater. That's cool. And moving along, there is a prayer. It says, Dear Lord, please take Donald Trump and Kim Davis and give us back David Bowie and Alan Rickman. I think that is a very fair trade. Let's see. My friend posted something about Walmart. Apparently, they're closing 269 stores. That's very interesting. Let's see. Bernie Sanders. He's talking about, it seems to me that instead of building more jails, maybe, just maybe, we should be putting money into education and jobs for our kids. Well, you can't disagree with that. I mean, if you could, I mean, what would you do? Let's see. Okay. Somebody's looking for copy designers. That's great. Let's see. City official has man dress up as old woman for photo op. Okay. That's weird. But we'll go with that. Wow, here in the studio, somebody above me is pounding heavily. I don't know why. Okay, Judge Greg Mathis. If you don't know who Judge Greg Mathis is, shame on you. Because he's really cool. I do like him. Okay. Let's see. What else have we got in here? Funny picture. David Bowie. Sherlock. Ooh, fun picture of a toaster see-through. Map. Marijuana bud. Osage County. A kid that looks like Red Rum, but it actually comes upon these two crazy weird women. Something about what makes a photographer. Oh, there's a lot of cool things out here on Facebook. You know, Chip Skipper's feed is full of interesting things. And, well, folks, there you have it. This has been a 10-minute Chip Skipper dialogue. We may have more of these coming soon, and we'll have some different and exotic records playing in the background, I'm sure. We would love you to tune in to listen.shyampa.info. And every Monday night, you can hear Joe and Anthony live, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, and make sure you listen to the weekday rush hour. That starts every morning at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. Lots of fun programs. We've got stuff like music and upfront soul and a little bit of talk. Okay, folks, bye.